You know what I feel like gets so undervalued and is something that you absolutely can shift in your own life? That would be your confidence. Nobody else is in charge of it. Nobody else gets to dictate how you feel about yourself. I don't care how many people you have to deal with that treat you bad or undermine your abilities or tell you you're not talented. There's nobody else out there that can shift your confidence except for yourself. Okay. When you allow people to have that much power over you, that's when things get really tricky. That's when you start to question your worth and your value and your purpose for being here. So, hey guys, this is Aubrey. I'm so excited to come to you live to do this podcast and YouTube video so I can share with you guys some thoughts on confidence. It is something that I have absolutely struggled with my whole life, but now as a photographer and a mindset coach and intuitive worker, I feel like this is such a big thing that gets overlooked. And often we don't even realize the depths of the negative things going on in our heads that are affecting our confidence. So let's chat about that a bit today. When you are confident in yourself, let me tell you, you freaking light up the room. You show up with no makeup on, with the stinking light, and that's it. And people notice you. Not only do they notice you, but they want to talk to you. And I know that doesn't even sound fun for some of you, like, don't talk to me. I'd rather be on my own. But here's the thing, there's something attractive about you because you're just showing up authentic. Now, I did an episode a while back that talks about the energy and the vibration behind our emotions. And one of the craziest things that I've learned in this past year through reading some studies, there was a study in Germany that calculated where vibrations were at with certain emotions. And it has been like this, I don't know, always around this idea that the highest vibration out there was love, right? Is love. And here's the thing, love feels freaking amazing. Like, who, if you've ever been in love, if you've ever looked at your child, right? If you ever looked at your dog and thought, my goodness, how did I get so lucky? It lifts you up so much. It's such a great place to come home to yourself. But here's the thing, there's one other emotion out there that not only is a higher vibration than love, but it's actually like 400 times higher. It's crazy ridiculous. And I'll link that study in the comments so you guys can see it. But it's insane. And you know what it is? And building suspense. It's authenticity. It's showing up as who you truly are. Now, how many people out there have thought, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, or this feels good for now, but I don't know if I see myself doing this forever. And I just don't know what to do, right? There's this part of us that's always pushing for something better. And you can look at that and think that's a negative thing, or you can look at that and think, wow, I deep down have a growth mindset. I have this ability to reach for bigger things, because you do. Right? So that whole thing about feeling that purpose, that's you going towards your authenticity. Now, when you block that off and you don't trust yourself anymore, that's when it really messes with your intuition and you don't get that clear signal. And that's something different, but it's definitely a reason why people sway away from confidence, away from feeling like they're on the right path. It's because they stopped listening to that. Sometimes it gets overwhelming. Sometimes it feels like, gosh, that's too big. It's too out there. It's you know, you can never do that. Are you crazy? Cue imposter syndrome, right? Like, how could I ever do that? How could I be that person? That's not me. But here's the thing. If you tune into your intuition, you might find that it actually is you and your authenticity is leading you there. You cannot get there without confidence. One of the biggest indications of success is somebody who gets knocked down and gets right back up. And we don't get up because we don't see any other option. It's because we feel it inside. We feel like, oh my gosh, okay, that sucked. Lesson learned, hopefully. But let me pick myself back up because I'm on a path to become the best version of myself, right? And that's not anyone else's business. It doesn't have to do with what your neighbor thinks or your spouse or your whatever. It's really coming from inside. So next time somebody says something to you like, you should dream smaller, right? Or you should, you know, it's kind of a big one. I don't know. Not a lot of people are able to accomplish that. Maybe try something different. I mean, just laugh it off. They are living in their own scarcity. They are living in a box and they cannot see outside of that. And honestly, that's a little sad for them. But for you, you get to lock into that confidence and that authenticity and ride it all the way to wherever you're going. And you're not going to let anybody stop you from that. So I hope this has been inspirational for you. I know it's super short and it's really just wanting to be a kick in the butt for those of you out there who are heading in one direction and don't feel super confident about it. I got to tell you, some of those things that are going on in your head right now that are telling you that you can't do it, that you're not worth it, it's not from other people. It may be learned experiences from other people that they've passed on to you. Or it may be, yeah, a situation that happened where now that's what you remember. It's like, so-and-so couldn't do it. They said I couldn't do it, and then I didn't, so they must be right. Your subconscious mind absolutely wants to hold on to that lie, and it wants to just play it on repeat over and over until you start to believe it. And here's the thing. Sometimes those are hard to pinpoint as a subconscious mind release technique. Practitioner, I can tell you, absolutely is hard to pinpoint those sometimes, especially when you're living in it, but they're in there. They are absolutely in there. And they're telling you, you've got to stop listening to those. Okay. Those thoughts that play on repeat day in and day out are not true. Sometimes they are, but most of the time, it's your subconscious mind trying to keep you safe based on your past experiences and the things that have happened to you before and those lessons that you've learned. So don't let that be the reason why you don't have confidence, okay? Take a minute every day to say out loud the things that you're grateful for, but not only say them, actually feel them inside your heart. You know, allow it to shift the way you're vibrating, shift the amount of energy that you have there, right? Because I can sit here all day and be like, oh, I'm so thankful for, you know, my new bathroom, my new remodel. That doesn't hit me here, okay? Maybe it would for someone else. But for me personally, I need to first anchor that in with a different truth, something that is really just solid in my life as far as gratitudes go. So it's going to be my husband or it's going to be my daughter. Even my dogs do that for me. My home that's safe and feels good to me. I'm a homebody. That, to me, it triggers something inside and it says, yes, I am so grateful for that. I can't talk about those things without smiling or without seeing a light in my eyes, right? They're just a part of me that deep. And so when you allow yourself to dive into those gratitudes, to feel into them, to actually hold that positivity and that light inside of you, that feeds into your confidence, right? That will absolutely bring you closer to who you are going to be and being that authentic version of yourself. So take a minute every day, get into that gratitude moment, okay? Really feel into it. Try grounding yourself outside. Give yourself some space to actually feel into things that are around you. Be present, okay? You're not here by mistake. You're absolutely not. You're not even on this path that you're on by mistake, even if it's confusing and questioning sometimes and honestly feels a little scary sometimes. That's not a mistake. You're here for a reason. Okay, so allow that to plant seeds of confidence inside of you, to understand that you have a bigger purpose. Okay, because nobody's here by accident. Okay, so I hope that hits home for you. I hope you guys have a fabulous day. I'm sending all my love to you, and we'll talk soon. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique.
And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.